We are overjoyed to welcome back two of the funniest people on the planet. Richard Kind and Maria Bamford are in season two of the comedy series Everything's Gonna Be Okay on Freeform. And heads up, you'll hear Maria talk about a slumber party benefit show for the LA Downtown Women's Center. At the time we recorded this, it hadn't happened yet, but now, due to the passage of time, it has already happened. Richard, Maria, hello, welcome.
Hello there.
Hello, you.
So I just have to ask you, because obviously you are in a show where you play a couple, but did you know each other beforehand?
No.
Not at all. And I told Maria, because I'm a fan of her work, because I get intimidated by stand-ups. I recognize that I will not be as funny as they are. I recognize I will not be as witty they are as they are. But I always want to try and not be stupid in front of them. Okay, I recognize my limitations, and I was terrified of being stupid in front of Maria.
Oh my God.
I was talking way too much when I was around her and never letting her talk as much as I wanted to. And I should have. I kept saying, you know, be funnier, be whatever.
Oh God. No. My gosh. Well, yes. No, I am a quiet type comedian where, I mean, I don't know if all comedians are like this, but I'm more of an introvert, so that I have to plan everything I'm going to say years in advance, and then I spit it all out in front of people for an hour at a time. But you are a natural storyteller, Richard. You have
And I'm a loudmouth. I am not you. I am not introverted. I just talk and talk and talk.
Which is great.
And pray that every, you know, that down the road, something will magically appear funny or smart.
So the characters, the couple, the married couple you are in this season, describe your characters.
Well, I believe, I don't want to speak for Richard, but I think we're anxious parents. I think it was a bit of a casting coup in that I'm an already anxious person, so no acting involved.
Sounds fun. That sounds like a fun role.
It is. I mean, it is exactly.
The dogs are barking.
No, I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
Went wild.
We're
anxious parents of a 12-year-old pug. And he got a full ride baseball scholarship to Princeton. But then he decided to throw it all away. And he said, you know what? I want to do the Peace Corps. And I want to kind of follow my inner voice, which is I'm a poet. That's it. You know, it's hard.
A lot of it is due to size of the dog. They make, you know, if for a larger dog, maybe it would attack the world a little stronger in a different way.
Maria, I have to ask you, so when you got up to check on your dog, there's a lot of stuffies behind you. Are those the dog's toys, or
no,
are they?
What's happening here Saturday evening is going to be a slumber party. It's going to be a 10-hour comedy event, which 2 hours of will actually be professional, well-written comedy, planned out, produced. Then there's 8 hours of it where I'll be sleeping. It's going to be like one of those little action cams of wildlife where maybe nothing happens. But what if I have night terrors, which I do? I get up and I start, my husband says I usually have some kind of self-righteous speech where I say, you have no idea. And that's what I think people are going to be waiting for and hoping for.
Are there subjects that you talk about?
Well, he usually tries to calm it down because I do lash out physically, and he might get a roundhouse to the breadbasket. He might get a real punch in the nose. So he's just doing defensive. He wakes me up usually by then and says, you're okay.
I hope for a restless night.
Yeah,
and,
me too.
Yes, for the sake of entertainment.
I'll try to have a half glass of wine with my antipsychotic.
Oh.
And then it'll make for a...
All right. Would you guys like to play a game?
Yes.
I do. I love playing a game. I love it.
All right. It's called Has This Been to Space? So Jonathan and I are going to describe an item, and all you have to tell us is, has it been to space or has it never been to space?
It's great.
Okay. Here we go. Maria, this first one is for you. Has a wheel of cheese been to space?
Yes.
Wow, he's so quick.
No hesitation.
Okay, yeah, you are correct. A wheel of cheese has... Did you know that?
No, I love cheese, though. I mean, why wouldn't you bring cheese to space?
So, get this. In 2010, a private company called SpaceX launched a space capsule that contains a wheel of Le Bruyere cheese. And they said it was an honor.
Oh, no, I would have sent a monster. You send a monster. No. That's mistake number one right there. Wait, hold on. So they keep going.
Right, a goo is a, it's like a Gruyere, a Le Bruyere. So whatever you think of that. It was in honor of the Monty Python cheese shop sketch.
I thought it was going to be like a little capsule basket, you know, that was sent out with bread and jellies and jams to some kind of space group out there.
Yeah, like a little hospitality yeah. basket to
right,
the space
like
station.
Like
yeah.
housewarming for your rocket.
All right, Richard, here's one for you.
Okay.
Has a Pizza Hut pizza been to space?
No.
Sorry, the answer is yes.
I knew I was going to be terrible at this.
I appreciate that you're taking it so personally. Nobody's supposed to know the answers to these questions.
I thought Pizza Hut pizza because those are the people who would have the money to get, you know, to make sure they sponsored that pizza into space, and they would have not as high expectation on how good the pizza would taste once it got into space. They'd say, it's a Pizza Hut pizza.
Right,
Maria
right.
coming in with the capitalist economy rules all.
And Maria, you were right about it being a capitalist venture. In 2001, Pizza Hut paid the Russian Space Agency reportedly $1 million to deliver a Pizza Hut pizza to the International Space Station. And salami was used as a topping instead of pepperoni, which apparently didn't have the necessary shelf life for the trip.
Wow.
Maria, has a Tesla been to space?
No.
I'm sorry, a Tesla has been to space.
What?
Yeah, in 2018, not that long ago, Elon Musk and SpaceX again shot a Tesla Roadster into space, and now the car is about 26 million miles away from Earth, and apparently it's on a trajectory to re-enter low Earth orbit in 2091.
I also wonder, just how antiquated will that Tesla be in 2091? I mean, how will we get around by, who knows by then? We might get by pneumatic tubes, we might be getting around. Who knows?
That'd be fun.
Yes.
All right, Richard, has Amelia Earhart's watch been to space?
No.
It has. Also, in 2010, astronaut Shannon Walker brought the watch on a mission to the space station again, and it was provided by a member of the International Women's Pilot Association, the 99s, of which Walker is a member, and Amelia Earhart was the first president. Unclear if the watch is still working and telling time.
Oh, wow. Amelia Earhart was the first president. That is fantastic.
All right. Well done.
What have we won?
Well done.
What
have you won? You have won a Tesla in space.
You won a Tesla. Okay. You'll receive it in 2091.
Yeah, we're just getting it over there. After the break, we'll challenge Richard Kind and Maria Bamford to a music parody game filled with Broadway songs that Richard should definitely know. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.